Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
The Bobby Bones Show, everybody roll.
Yeah.
I remember once I was talking to my wife and I was like, I got really lucky that I have a young name because I'm never going to be Bob and Bobby's like a young name. She was like, young? She goes, do you think Bobby's a young? I was like, yeah, Bobby, it's like a young name. And she said, do you really think that? Or are you kidding? I was like, of course I think it. So we look it up and it was like, at its height in like 1927. I didn't know that.
Oh. Bobbies were really going in 1927.
I didn't know. I thought it was like a young name. So how many Bobbies can you name? Go back and forth until you fall out.
All right.
Okay, Amy.
Bobby Flay.
The chef. Good. Lunchbox.
Bobby Fischer.
The chess player. Good. Yep. Eddie.
Bobby McFerrin.
The singer. Don't worry, be happy.
That's
good.
Right.
Amy.
Bobby Bones.
That's me. Lunch.
Bobby Boucher.
Yep. Waterboy. Eddie.
Ricky Bobby.
I'll accept it from the Waterboy.
Wow.
Amy.
Bobby Brown.
The singer or the makeup?
Either.
Both will be taken.
Okay. Bobby, the makeup is eye.
Oh, I can't take the other Bobby Brown?
Mm-hmm.
Bobby Bonilla.
Baseball player for the Pirates
great.
And the Mets. Yeah. Eddie?
This is tough.
Bobby Darin.
Bobby Darin, singer. Like the crooner from like the 50s or 60s.
Let's go.
Amy?
Bobby Jones.
The golfer.
Oh, that's
and
good.
Also, people think I am when I do anything where they don't know country music. Lunchbox?
Hold on.
He's done.
No.
Bobby.
I would say Bobby Winter.
Bobby.
You must have been somebody you knew in high school.
Balcony's Little League.
Yeah, Lunchbox is eliminated.
Okay.
Eddie.
Okay. Bobby Bob Bobberson.
Oh, my nickname. No. No, incorrect. Amy, I think you won the Bobby game. Can you name another one?
Your real last name?
Bobby Wagner, the linebacker for the Rams, which probably I wouldn't have accepted.
Right, too
Bobby Moynihan, the comedian.
Yeah.
But Bobby Helms, who sings this song, Jingle Bell Rock.
Oh.
It's an old name for an old song. Bobby Helms. I did all that to get to this.
Okay.
It's time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby. My girlfriend recently broke up with me. I just bought her a pair of Normatec compression boots.
Ooh.
Days before we broke up. Days. She accepted them. I have the receipt. I am still in the window to return the Normatec compression boots, but I need to act fast. To put in perspective, we're both poor college students, and the boots cost $750 brand new.
Oh,
they cost that much?
Yes.
You bought me some of those. I have them.
I did.
Same ones?
Yeah,
I use them.
I'm so glad you used them.
I still use them. Yeah, people use them. Yeah.
I feel like the ones I got were sending a bit more, but
oh, were they?
Maybe they're
oh, no, I've used
minor,
them.
higher compression.
No need to brag.
You've been very generous to me.
No need to brag.
For your, 40th birthday or something.
Yeah, no need to brag.
Wow.
It was something. Okay.
There's no need to brag. I literally was like,
I'm not bragging.
It's a great gift.
Well, you did. You said, mine were a little more expensive.
I know, you did do that.
You threw out
that. I
got you a nicer pair.
You flexed. Anyway. Anyway, let me go. Would it be right for me to ask for the boots back? How should I ask if so? Sincerely, boyfriend given the boot. Ha ha ha.
Boyfriend given the boot.
So here's the thing. Would it be right?
Sure.
There's nothing that's going to put you in jail for going, hey, do you mind if I take those boots back? You just can't be upset or hold it against her if she keeps them because they were a gift.
Yeah, but I don't think you can ask for them back. They were a gift.
It's very easy. You can ask for any gift back. If you wanted to ask me for those back, that
if I wanted
that George Strait shirt that I gave you that I don't remember giving you, you just wear it now.
No, no, you gave it to me.
Fine. But if I wanted to go, like, can I have it back? Or the
Peloton.
The Peloton treadmill you just have. That's awesome. That's a great gift I got you.
You want it back?
And her now ex-husband, I think, got a little irritated. I've spent so much money on her.
Well, no, he was going to get that for me for Christmas.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
And then...
How many friends in your life do you have like Amy? I don't have... none.
Well, who got to keep it? Did you keep those?
You better have. If he has it...
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Amy, you bought her ex-husband that.
It is at my house. Calm down. Okay.
Why did you look at me funny?
Because I was just like letting y'all think it for a second.
I don't believe you.
I've sent you a picture. It's at my house. Mm-hmm.
Amy has a Barry Manilow shirt that I have that she knows.
That you gave to me?
I don't remember giving her these clothes.
What?
Do you want it back?
No, but if I wanted to ask about it, I could, but you don't have to give it back because you own it.
Well, I shall give them back since you don't recall giving.
No, you keep them on the house.
Okay.
You can ask for them back, but she's probably not going to give them back. She shouldn't give them back if she doesn't want to.
Mm-hmm.
So she shouldn't give it back, but you can ask.
But I wouldn't.
You wouldn't give it back?
I wouldn't ask.
I would.
If you got asked, would you give it back?
Yes, absolutely. I would give it back. I wouldn't have broken up with him. I would have,
because such a nice guy,
or I'd have broken up with him before. I would have taken the boots and been like, I can't take these because here's the thing, I can't be with you anymore.
Right. Or you would have stayed at least a month,
or I'd have stayed another year or so. Yeah, with him,
a year
for $750. Yeah,
a year.
All right, good luck. Get the boots back. That's what I say. If you need us to call her, make a video and ask for them back, we will. I will.
No,
well, that's hilarious.
What do you mean? No,
we won't.
I will. Okay. There's no mouth in your pocket.
You said we will.
Okay, I will. And anybody else on the show that wants to be a part of the,
I'll do it.
Thank you.
I'll do it.
Okay.
Email us back. All right, that's the mailbag. Close it.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know.
This is so cool for me. So Brenda Lee is here. She's celebrating 65 years of her Christmas song, Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree at the Christmas.
She recorded this in 1958. She was a teenager when she did it. She got a new EP out. It's more Christmas songs, but she has such a life and such a history in country music and rockabilly music, and this is super awesome. So here she is.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Brenda Lee. Brenda Lee, it is so nice to have you in here. I see you driving around town sometimes, and I always kind of geek out. And I'm like, there's Brenda Lee.
Well, aren't you sweet?
I am very sweet. Yes, thank you. You're welcome. I'm very, very sweet.
Yeah.
So correct me if I'm wrong here, but the song that... every Christmas is played all the time over and over again. You sang that when you were 6 years old. Is that right?
Nine.
Do you remember singing it? Because I don't remember almost anything at 9 years old.
I do.
Yeah?
I remember the players that played on it. I'll never forget. I was sitting at home and the phone rang and I answered it. And it was one of my friends. And she said, Brenda, did you know that your song is all over the movie Home Alone?
It says here that it was recorded in 1958. I guess I just assumed that it had always been a massive Christmas hit because in our life, it mostly has been, because Home Alone came out when we were young.
Yeah, early 90s.
Yeah. Yeah. And it was played, but it wasn't like nobody went crazy over it.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a good song. It was written by Johnny Marks.
So was it weird to you that it blew up way later?
Yeah, it was. And that was really the catalyst that pushed it to where it went.
And you have a Christmas EP that you put out earlier this month, and you do Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Jingle Bell Rock, A Marshmallow World, a reimagined Rockin', as we like to call it in the biz. Rockin', that's what we call it. You guys don't call it that, but me and Brenda call it Rockin'.
Yeah, we call it Rockin'.
So are you known as like the Christmas lady now? That's a big part of how a lot of us were introduced to you, is Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
Thank you. You know, like I said, I never thought that would be my signature song, that everybody, if they remembered me, would hear that and say, yeah, that was her song. But it's become that.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Brenda Lee.
How old were you when you recorded I'm Sorry?
14.
I'm sorry, so sorry.
And as a kid, were you just a very gifted singer from a young age?
I guess. I mean, I never took lessons. I never practiced. Sorry.
As a kid, though, who did? You know?
And it just all came natural.
And at what age did you start to go, I think I'm going to do this as a job? Was it at 6, 7, 8, 9 years old? Did you start traveling around singing?
Yeah, wow. I did. And I came from a very poor family, very poor background. And I was so thrilled that I was going to get to go and work and do what I loved, but get paid for it where I could help my family.
So would you get on a bus with adults and travel the country?
No, not at that point. It was by car. And I slept up in the back window.
Yeah.
Because I was little.
That's
and
old
I could
school.
Fit.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, that is old school.
Because you didn't have to buckle.
And no seatbelts. And people rolling windows on smoke cigarettes.
No seatbelts yeah. back then.
That's
no.
right, yeah. So you're traveling around the country. You're a kid performer. You're basically Justin Bieber before Justin Bieber. Do you know that?
I didn't
you're
know
the,
that.
You're the original. Guys, we have the original Justin Bieber here. Which is, yes, yes, which is super cool.
Yay!
Yes. What I think is remarkable about your career is, you know, as we talk about the songs that, you know, you're like, I'm surprised. But you're in the Country Music Hall of Fame and the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
And the Rockabilly Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have like 2-3 different massive careers that independently anyone would be super proud of. But the fact that you're in multiple Hall of Fames just shows how versatile you were as a singer, as an artist. You know, what years do you feel like you were thriving the most artistically?
Ooh.
Like what age for you? You were like on it, you felt like you were singing, creating, like everything was going right.
Probably 14, and I was getting the great songs, and you get a great song and it's not hard to sing. But it never was work to me at all. I loved it. And I think a lot of people in our industry are unhappy because they don't like what they're doing, but they love the money that it's bringing in, and they love all that. And you'll finally burn out if you don't like what you're doing.
Did you ever burn out?
Never. Because I had a lot of responsibility, even at the age I was. My dad died when I was 7, and it was almost like, and I loved to sing. Nobody made me sing. It was like, okay, well, I can sing. Maybe I can make some money.
And you would send it back home?
I'd give it to my mama, yeah. Yes.
So I guess you would go back home with it.
Well, we lived in Georgia.
Got it.
So I was on a show called John Farmer and the TV Ranch Boys. And there was a place, a big, huge dance hall called Sports Arena. And I used to sing there every weekend with the guys on the show.
As a kid?
Uh-huh.
So if you're a kid and you're in an industry with a lot of adults, and times were different back then, though, but were there a lot of bad influences around you? Not because it was you, but because that's just the nature of that kind of business. You're just around adults, and the road's hard, and there's drinking. And how did that affect you as a kid?
It didn't affect me, but I would see the drinking, and I would see the... It was hard, even as a kid, to ride in a car. And I remember sleeping up in that back window. I was kind of kept away and hid from a lot of that stuff.
Oh, that's good. So you had people around you that cared about you, that protected you.
Oh, absolutely.
That's great. And when I look back at some of your career, like, for example, playing Vegas at 12 years old. What was Vegas like? Just for, it doesn't even matter what year it was, but for a 12-year-old to be playing Vegas, that had to be really exciting.
It was exciting, and Vegas was exciting, and Vegas was good, not like it is today.
Evil now?
It's changed a lot.
Okay. Somebody pooped in my shower last time I was in Vegas.
True story.
It's not a joke. Went in there, somebody pooped in my shower, Brenda. That's so it is evil. So, yeah. No, I know.
End of interview.
I'm telling you, end of Vegas trip for me.
You peeped.
No, he didn't.
No, someone pooped in my shower. We went back in the room after we'd been down at the...
You did.
No, I wish it had been me. I wouldn't have been as grossed out. We walked back in the room and there was poop in our shower from somebody else.
What'd you do?
Called and said there's poop in my shower from somebody else. Vegas has changed. That's why I'm asking about old time Vegas.
Yeah, I loved old time Vegas.
Yeah.
The days when Wayne Newton was the thing and all the good acts and the quartets and all, they were playing there. And it seemed like that was the place to be at the time.
Did you ever gamble?
No.
Oh, man. Never?
Never.
Can I ask you about some people, like, for example, Little Richard?
so exciting as an artist, not just a player, not just a singer, but as a whole artist. And I know that you knew Little Richard. What was he like?
He was crazy in a good way. He was very sweet. He supported a lot of people. And his show was one of the most exciting to this day that I've ever seen. And he's my friend.
A lot of people would even know him that's younger than me from Full House. He went on and was the uncle on Full House. And so he went and he played the school show. But I was a big Little Richard fan.
I was too.
What about someone like Patsy Cline?
Patsy and I were the best of friends. Even though I was a lot younger, I was a kid. But I'd go and she'd talk to me about show business. And she taught me a whole lot about how to deal with people.
Crazy, I'm crazy for feeling so lonely. I'm crazy, crazy for feeling so blue.
And I lived on Kelly Road at the time, and we had 12 acres and it was all fenced. And her plane went down almost in our backyard.
That close, huh?
Mm-hmm. And it broke my heart because even though, like I said, she was older than me, I just loved her. I'm close to her kids to this day.
What about someone like George Jones?
Well, George, I mean, what a singer. One of the best singers I've ever heard. But the stunts he pulled...
And we hear about them or we see like a recreation, but we probably have no idea.
Well, he was funny. And, you know, I could see him drinking a little bit, but other people say, we don't know how that he goes on stage. But he did, and he did great.
True love scratch for another's sake. The race is on, and it looks like heartaches. And the winner.
I never knew that side of him.
Because you stayed away from him in a personal life, or your age was so...
My age was so young.
Yeah.
Mama wouldn't let me. When I got off that stage, Mama was waiting. And there we'd go.
Well, that's a lot of love.
It is.
Yeah.
It is.
That's got to be tough. As you're getting famous, your mom's still going, I'm still the mom. Even though you're getting famous.
Absolutely.
What was your mom like?
My mom was a beautiful woman. My dad died when I was 7. So Mama had a lot to do, and she was a pretty woman. And she was asked many times by males in the industry for a date, and she never would do it. And I would say, Mama, date them. Maybe you'll find somebody for yourself and be happy. And she would always say, I'm happy now. So I just kind of let it drop.
Mm. Sounds like she's one of the major influences on still who you are today.
Absolutely. I don't know who or what I would have been without my mother.
Do you ever go back to your hometown in
Georgia?
Yeah, what's it like now?
It's still the same, honest to goodness. I expected to go down and see maybe one big building.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it wasn't going to be like Atlanta. But it's still the same precious little town that it was when I left.
Do you have a sign that says home of Brenda? Anything like that?
No, they have a sidewalk that goes all around the school I went to.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the Brenda Lee sidewalk.
Oh, that's cool. Do you want a sign? I'll make them put one up if you want one. Do you want one?
Yeah, do it.
Yeah, no, don't think I won't call and talk to the mayor.
Oh, do it.
Okay, make that note, Scuba. We're going to call, dang it, and get a sign that says, welcome to the home of Brenda Lee. Yeah,
there you go.
And then it's going to say, quote, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Yeah. So a couple more questions for you here. If you were to separate your careers individually, you have like 3 different massive, wildly successful careers.
Thank you.
And what people know now that are this my age and younger are Rocking Around the Christmas Tree. It's still played currently. I mean, as a current Christmas song.
It is.
And then I'm Sorry went viral and still, it's probably sampled for songs all the time, too.
It is. TikTok uses it a lot.
Yeah.
So it is.
Do you still make decent money off the Christmas song? Oh, good.
Oh,
yeah. I like that. All right. So that supports you? Like, you still get the checks?
I get the checks, but my husband is the breadwinner, so he supports us.
Hey, wink, wink.
And he makes sure that the royalties are right.
Oh, good.
And all that's right. And then he has his own separate business, which is a millwork company, and makes all the trim for the wonderful homes here. And
really?
Does all that stuff. And
I need to give you guys a call then. Will you sing as he puts it on?
you are crazy. But, you know, he works every day. And I say, why are you working every day? You don't have to. He says, I love it, and I want to take care of it. Because we have two girls, three grandchildren, and one great-grandchild. We figure that we're going to try to leave them something.
If there's extra, I'm here too.
Okay. Just because you're being real nice to me. And I like that.
I'm sweet.
You'll get a check in the mail. Don't you worry.
Thank you. Not now.
No, I'm not dead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Some people think I am, but I'm not.
Okay, let me say this. And Brenda, at some point, maybe even next year, I do this show that's like a different show. It's like an hour long. We really get into the career. I'm so just wildly interested in your career other than the Christmas song.
Okay.
I would love for you to come over to my house studio sometime and us just, because you have such a history of not just this town, not just this format, just living different lives through the years with different people.
Well, when I go to foreign countries, I sing in their languages. I've learned.
No way.
Yeah.
How many languages?
French, Spanish, Japanese.
What song can you sing in Japanese?
I had a hit song there called One Rainy Night in Tokyo.
And you can sing that in Japanese?
Nureta hodo o nimu wa.
I don't know if you're lying, so I'm just going to go, yeah.
Yureru tomo shibi ga nase kasetsu nakute. It's a little bit of
that's
the
so
big
good.
Hit. Yeah.
Wow.
You're not making that up? Because I don't know Japanese. I can't fact check that.
No. You call, you get...
My Japanese friend on the phone. I don't have any. I just have to trust you, Brenda. All right. There she is. Brenda Lee, everybody. Thank you, Brenda. Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody. Because the all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer.
Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas.
Now, remember this joy we feel because...
It's about to turn.
No, in a couple segments, we still want to have this joy, okay?
Okay.
This is a bit. We're fun. Everybody drew a person. The category's S. Raymundo's sitting in a hot seat right now because, Ray, you'll open your first gift.
Yeah!
So, Eddie drew Raymundo.
Yeah.
And so, Raymundo, what do you have in your hand there?
It is an envelope. It says, Merry Christmas, Ray. I guess he refuses to call me Raymundo.
I will not call him Raymundo.
Okay.
Oh, I think I know what it is.
And then... We're not doing that. We're not talking about what it might be. We're just only letting them open it. All right, go ahead.
All right, I'm starting to open it up. It looks like there's a card in there. There is a card in there.
I start with S, remember?
It says, all I want for Christmas is for you to get what you want. Thank you, Eddie.
You're welcome, Ray.
Here's a Christmas. Merry Christmas. And it is... A Cowboys Super Bowl winner bet. $100. If they win the Super Bowl, I will win $850.
Yeah!
That's pretty cool. It's a future. Wow. It's a future Cowboys future bet. That's a pretty good one.
That's pretty good, boys.
And then what? Where's the S?
It's the sports betting
sports
slip.
Betting slip.
Or Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Or the Super Bowl winner.
Right, that's a good bet.
It's good. One small caveat. They don't win the Super Bowl.
Wait. I thought about that, Ray. I thought about that. If you don't want the bet, you can cash it out or hedge.
I just keep the bet.
I love the return, so I'm definitely going to let it ride the whole time.
Let's go, baby.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. Merry Christmas, Ray.
Ray knew a week ago, he goes, I think I know what Eddie's getting me. He's getting me a Super Bowl ticket.
Well, there was some, you know, planning along with it. Like,
what kind of planning did you need for that?
Yeah, where do I place the bet? Do I do it in his account? Do I do it in my account? What if I win and I have to give him the money? It's a lot of stuff.
Okay, next up, Raymundo, Merry Christmas, buddy.
Merry Christmas.
All right, next up, Eddie, you're going to the hot seat.
Okay.
Oh! Woo.
Eddie's walking over to the chair, which we have Christmas lights all strung on the chair. And Eddie will be getting his gift from Mike D, head writer of the Bobby Bone Show.
Oh, what if it's a Super Bowl bet?
Mike D has a big snowman box. Eddie, can't wait to hear this thing open live and in person. All right, over the hot seat, buddy.
Ah, Merry Christmas, guys.
Describe the box.
It's kind of like a little bigger than a shoebox, I would say. Shaped like a shoebox. And I'm shaking it, and it feels like it's clothing.
Okay.
Okay? Kind of my thing. All right, here we go. Let's open it up. Thank you, Mike, by the way. Thank you, man.
You don't know what it is yet.
Oh, okay. It's a box that says Deckers brand. I don't know what Deckers is. I know what Dockers are.
Yeah.
Maybe they're Dockers.
Wow, they misspelled it on the box.
Yeah, maybe.
Okay,
I'm opening the box here. I do like...
Oh,
Mikey! He got me a Cowboys jacket.
Where's the S?
Where's the S?
Is it starter?
If you look on the tag, it is a satin Cowboys
Let's
jacket.
Let's go!
Thanks, Mike. That's awesome.
That's a good jacket.
Merry Christmas, Mike.
Dallas Cowboys. Dang, that's a good
Thank
jacket.
Thank you. I love this one.
That's good. That's
Thank
good,
you, guys.
Okay.
That was it?
One gift. What do you mean? That's awesome.
What's wrong with this?
Oh, I just didn't know if there was more than that. That's a big
No, that's it. That's it.
All right.
I like it. Thanks, Mike.
Why are you hating?
No, I wasn't hating. I just asked.
You said that's it. That's a hating.
No, that's
I've heard
awesome.
A hating. That's a hating.
Okay.
That's an awesome gift.
I didn't think it was hating. I was just asking because there was
that's
a big
That's it in that tone. Mike D, hot seat.
Eddie, you just left your trash there, man.
Oh, that's okay. I'll get it in a minute.
Christmas, man. Dad will clean it up later.
Yeah, exactly.
That'd have been fun having a dad growing up.
I mean, dude, that...
Was it awesome?
Okay.
That was pretty fun, man.
Yeah, it was. Okay. Mike D is in the hot seat. Abby's bringing his gift in. All right, Mikey, describe it
Thank
from here.
Thank you. We have a big snowman bag.
Mm-hmm.
Some wrapping paper in here. Let's see what's inside. There's like a box.
Oh, we love a box.
Box inside the bag.
We love a box in a bag.
So inside the box is...
There's three gifts, by the way.
Killing these gifts.
Oh, she said three.
Looks like a speaker.
Speaker.
Vintage audio speaker.
Okay.
Like an old... S for speaker.
Old. It looks like an old 1950 speaker.
That is cool.
Okay.
Here we have something else. It looks like a sweater.
Yeah, a sweatshirt. It's a Stratus sweatshirt. Thank you to his wife.
Okay.
That's what it's called.
Stratus, one of your favorites.
Like I'm wearing it now. Exactly.
I mean, it might be the same shirt he has on
Let's
right
go.
Now.
Let's go.
Can't have too many.
Can't have too many, Zuckerberg. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Missing one?
Well, yeah, it was small. It's like taped on the tissue paper somewhere.
Oh, my
Dang, goodness. I knew it would get lost.
Sapphire? What is it?
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. It must be. Oh, it's a card.
Oh, there we go.
The secret card taped. And it is a Starbucks gift card.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. Nice job, Abby.
That's cool, Abby.
Yeah.
It's a good set of gifts, Abby.
Thank you.
All right, next
So is that
up.
Like a Bluetooth speaker? Is that what that is? Or is it like...
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I just didn't know if it...
Do you know what that is? Bluetooth?
Do you know how to do that?
No, I really don't know
how to
do it.
All right, next up. Amy, you're on the hot seat.
I am?
Yeah, and Raymundo's going to bring you your gift. Okay, we have this big white chair on the stage. Amy's sitting in.
With lights everywhere.
Christmas lights all over it. There's a microphone there.
Okay.
I love this time of year.
Raymundo's walking in the room. All right, go ahead, Amy.
Thank you.
Oh,
all right.
Well, Amy, you got to describe it. Like,
yeah, Amy, what is it?
It's a little reindeer wrapping paper. Very cute. I actually really like the wrapping paper a lot. And it's not a plain box. It's a Christmas box. Cute. You just put a bow on that. Suffice. Oh, Christmas everywhere. Christmas tissue paper.
What?
Oh, wow. Wow.
Whoa. Hey.
What is it?
What is it?
How does this start with an S?
Hold on. Well, you got to talk to us. We're here.
Okay.
Hold it up.
All right. I know the symbol. It's escape. Mm-hmm. Day spa. It's spa. A spa here. In
S.
Spa.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh, Amy.
Amy, you couldn't get that? You can put that together?
Well, okay.
There's just something going on with our brain, guys.
No. To be fair, it's called...
Spa.
Escape. Day spa.
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 I get it now. Wow. So, wait. This is just like
There's a gift card in there.
Wow, that's nice.
You're welcome.
How much?
Like, how nice?
How much?
Bro, like, nice.
Like, how much?
Like, I have more than 100?
Yes.
Like, 200?
Less than 1,000?
That is for me to know. It's nice. Thank you, Ray.
Yeah, nice job, Ray Mundo. Wow.
Spa.
That must have hurt the bank a little bit.
I wouldn't have thought of that.
Spa, yeah. Okay, there's one more. Morgan, you got to go to the hot seat, and I have a gift for Morgan.
The lights are broken. Amy stepped in the lights.
One light went out, now the whole room.
Oh, my.
No, I don't know what that is. That's not it. That's empty, isn't it?
Yeah, that's from the gift exchange with Alyssa.
Oh, that's from the gift exchange. No, you're in the seat. I have your gift over here. Why are you guys staring at me?
What is
Wow.
it?
You need help? I mean, if it fits in this room, it's...
It feels like Christmas Day.
Yeah, because you're going to get something...
Does it have a motor in it?
It's like taking him a lot of effort to pick this up.
I know.
Hold on.
Wow.
Why are you struggling?
What?
Is it heavy?
Yeah.
Oh,
okay, I'm walking over.
He is shoving it in his shirt.
Don't worry about it right now.
It's under his shirt.
Interesting. Interesting.
What are you doing?
Okay.
Don't let him see it.
Okay, wait.
It's not a funny joke, dude.
HR.
Okay, I'm holding it close to the vest. My eyes are closed.
What did Mike say?
He goes, HR, because you had your shirt up.
Yeah, weird, dude.
You're about to put your shirt over her head.
Oh, I didn't want anybody to see it.
It was a little sus.
Can I open my eyes?
So... you can now open your eyes.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Take the... So,
Did you wrap it?
Yeah, with a bow.
Bones, is that a 40?
What?
Oh.
It's a sack. It's a sack.
Y'all.
Whoa.
MD.
It's a sack of stacks.
Oh, my God.
I get it.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
This is terrible.
Wow.
It's
cash. Oh, my God.
It's a sack of stacks.
Wow. Remember when we referenced this and Bobby got mad at us and that's exactly what he did?
Is that real?
Are those all hundreds?
That's not real.
But wow. I don't know how, there's more still. I didn't even get it all out.
Oh, they're only ones?
There's more. Well, dude, she pulled out another stack. How many stacks of stacks is in there?
There's stacks of cash.
I mean, that's a lot of money.
Oh, singles.
Whatever it is.
Amy, singles.
Morgan, you're going to have to go to the bank and put those in hundreds or something. Because
I know somewhere else you can go to use those.
Well, the thing is, when I was getting on, I felt a little weird.
Yeah, for sure.
I was like, I need stacks of ones. And you know where they thought I was going.
Mm-hmm.
Not to church.
There is a little, cowboy thing here, I could go to. What cowboy
what?
Thing? There's like a cowboy
Amy,
for ladies.
Like cowboys,
Amy, relax.
Cowboys down under or something.
Yeah, kind of.
Hilarious. Morgan, Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much. Lunchbox, you jealous?
I don't know. It's single. But
what do you normally do?
You can tell she doesn't know. She's not using the cash.
All right, there you go. Okay. We will. Dang. Merry Christmas. We will come back.
That's nice, man.
And that's real nice. I mean, look at that, dude.
Wow.
Oh, ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas. It's time to give away some more gifts.
Yeah.
In a minute ago, we did the first part of the show. I will say, you guys are great.
Thank you.
You're great with these gifts. So, Eddie got Raymundo a Dallas Cowboys future bet, which. You bet $100 on the Cowboys win the Super Bowl, and if they win, Raymundo wins like $800.
$750.
That's awesome. You can also hedge at any time, meaning you can cash out if they're winning.
No, I'm going to keep it. That's the most valuable present so far.
Mike Woo. D got Eddie a satin Cowboys jacket.
Love it.
S, because the category is S. Abby from Mike D got him a sweater, a speaker, and a Starbucks gift card, which is cool. Raymundo for Amy got her a spa gift card.
Yeah.
And for Morgan, I got her stacks. In a sack of singles.
Amazing.
Lots of cash.
A lot of S's there. So now we're here. We got a couple more gifts. First up will be Morgan, who is our head of digital buying for Scuba Steve. Scuba Steve, what do you have in front of you there?
I've got a box here and then a bag. So I've got two gifts set to open up. The first one is the box that I was instructed open. Nicely wrapped.
It's heavy?
And that's pretty heavy, yeah. Nicely wrapped. And oh, hopefully this wasn't one of those, like, something inside a box. This is what it is, right? These are, it looks like, Disney Vans for the 100th anniversary. Whoa, these are so cool. Wow, it's got all the bad guys on it, like Jafar and all. And wow, this is so awesome. Dude, like this is really, really, really cool.
It is, like, it's awesome. Wow. It's really fun to watch Scooby be a kid there for a second.
And it's the 100th anniversary of Disney shoes from Vans.
So it's all the villains, Scuba?
All the villains, yeah. Villain multi. Whoa.
So S for shoes?
Yes. Yeah.
Dang, you nailed that.
Dude, that's really, really cool. And you got my size right, too.
Well, let's see what they look like.
Well, he literally just pulled them out and showed them
I didn't
camera.
Look. I
wasn't. No, you were on Facebook talking to your cousin.
You weren't paying
school.
Attention.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, bud.
I don't give a crap.
Check the video and post at buybones.com.
I won't look.
Now next I'm going to open up the box, or the bag, sorry. Uh-oh.
Whoa, this is so cool. This is like a vintage-looking Orlando Magic like sweater.
Oh, pretty that's cool. Cool. 1989.
That's very, very
that's
cool.
That's so you, dude.
That's really, really cool. Thank you so much. That's awesome. And you remembered got my size right, where Lunchbox last year got me like kid's size shirts. So that was really nice of you, Morgan.
And Lunchbox complains about people sending wrong sizes up here.
Yeah.
But he literally knows us. What is that?
I literally.
More?
And then there's more. Morgan wants me to fly high to space. So she got me some gummies.
Oh.
Like gummy bears? Like
gummy bears, but for like adults.
But like
fun gummy bears?
Like melatonin?
But like ones you get from the gas station here or from another state?
No, it looks like ones you get from another state that are illegal in the state we live in. There so I'm okay with that.
How do we get that here?
No, it's contraband if you ask me.
Okay.
It's okay.
Confiscate
it. All right. There it is. Nice job, Morgan. Yeah. What's the S on that one?
They're called Space Gods.
Yeah.
Is the line.
Wow. That sounds fun.
What state?
California.
Okay, so they're not illegal.
Oh,
illegal.
No, yeah.
But it's in Santa Ana, California, though, is where they made them. So.
Okay, but they're not. They're
no,
not
like I went into a store here and bought them.
Yeah, it's like buying yellow jackets at a gas station.
Okay, we can cover it that way, sure.
No, okay, whatever. Thank you. All right, next, Scuba, if you want to clear your trash out.
Yeah, I got you, yeah.
As we do our, and I'll say this too, we do have this segment plus one more later, but we can't do the segment later because a couple people have timed their gift. I don't know what that means. Those people that timed it are Scuba buying for Lunchbox and Lunchbox buying for Abby.
What on earth?
So
Can I just say that I the date snuck up on me. So yeah, the gift was supposed to arrive at my house at 6 a.m.
Snuck up on you?
But you've been stressed about
for 3 weeks.
Your gift.
My wife is supposed to deliver it up to the studio. That's why I need more time. It was supposed to arrive at my house at 6 a.m.
Is your wife coming?
Yeah. So
that's if it arrives.
That's if it arrives. So we're just holding out.
Okay, I'm walking over to.
Oh, Bobby's up.
The hot seat.
Okay.
Who got Bobby?
Amy, was that stressful?
Oh, I saw it. It's big. It's a big present, dude.
Why would it be stressful to get me something?
Not because you can buy anything you want.
Yeah, you have everything in the world.
What? You want something, you buy it.
Yeah, but you give me something that is heartfelt then.
Look at how massive that thing is.
Oh, it's, looks like.
Oh, my goodness.
It looks like a big picture.
I know what it is.
No, don't do that. We're not doing that.
I know what it is, okay. Too.
We all literally.
Okay.
Then you want to play the game? If he gets it right, you have to, like.
Can I guess?
Yeah.
It's a cutting board.
Oh, my God.
Like a personalized cutting board
that says
Chef Bones.
I.
Okay. That he'll never use.
Okay, so this thing is probably huge. 3 feet tall. Goes up to my hips. Goes up to Amy's hips, and it is wrapped in brown paper, and it's taped very... It's thoroughly taped.
Did you wrap that in?
Yeah.
Wow, good job.
It feels like it's a picture of some sort.
Is it fragile?
What are you looking for, Amy?
Scissors.
Oh, I can get it. More?
So. Amy, get by your mic. We can't hear you.
Okay, it's a picture.
Amy forgot we're on the radio.
Amy just standing in the middle of the room talking.
Maybe, well, because then I was like, well, I kept it in the plastic so it doesn't get scratched or ruined.
What do you see,
while
Bones?
You travel.
Okay, it says Arkansas. I like it, but I don't. What is it exactly?
Did you
Amy?
See? It's a flag. So it's custom made specifically for you.
There's no color?
It's colorblind? Arkansas red-ish, like a deep, deep, dark red.
That's red? I thought it was black. Oh,
no.
My God.
No, it's red. It's red.
The frame is black, but that is like red. I thought with
color.
The aesthetic of your new studio or wherever you want to put it at your house or whatever.
It's awesome.
It's approved by your wife, so it matches the vibe.
So it's a flag of?
Well, they call it a flag, but it's just she can put
like
Camille.
If I go into war, I run with it. Ah!
Yeah.
Guys, that looks black to me.
I mean, it's a dark red, so
you're not
far off.
Okay. So my sister had one of those custom made for my house that says "Que Bueno." It's sort of just like that, and I thought, oh,
how good. That's what that means.
Anything, and so I had one custom made with her doing Arkansas letters or to spell Arkansas.
I love it. Thank you very much.
So how, where's the S in that?
Huh?
What's the S?
Oh, sign. The sign.
Or something Bobby will like.
Okay, well, that works.
Caitlin is the one, you're right, but I said, shoot. I said, well, I have this flag being made, and I think it will be
No, you mean sign. You had a
perfect.
Sign being
And then
made.
Caitlin said, that's totally a sign. And I was like, perfect.
Yeah, it's awesome. Thank you. The other day, I had on some pants, or I had a shirt, and I was like, my green shirt. And everybody was like, no, that's black, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's definitely red.
You can see red. It does look red to you guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a dark red, though. But it's red.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, because
it's almost like an Alabama red.
Well, we didn't want a bright red at your house.
And by we, you mean my wife didn't want something that was screaming.
Right, yes.
Well, thank you very much. That is awesome. All right, we have these gifts, and we have two more gifts to come, which we'll get to in a few minutes, where Lunchbox thinks Scuba's getting him a snake.
I mean, I'm just dreading it.
That'd be cool.
And then Lunchbox has a gift for Abby. That his wife is bringing up.
Oh, boy.
It was supposed to arrive it said delivery by 6 a.m. this morning, so.
Well, you really timed that terribly.
I told you, it snuck up on me, man.
We have had this bid out for like a month and a half.
I know, but you get busy on
and every year.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Like you go home, you know, and you forget about work and you, oh, man.
Well, Merry Christmas. Thank you, Amy. It's awesome. Oh, it's the grand finale. Lunchbox bought a gift for Abby because he drew her name?
That's right. Mm-hmm. Well, you drew her name for me, but yes.
So looking back, everything has to be an S. That was the theme. Eddie bought Raymundo a sports betting slip, the Cowboys to win the Super Bowl. Mike D bought Eddie a satin Cowboys jacket. Abby bought Mike D a sweater, a speaker, and a Starbucks gift card. Raymundo bought Amy a spa gift card. I bought Morgan stacks and stacks of cash and a sack.
Oh.
Yeah. Amy bought me a really cool sign.
Yeah, Arkansas sign.
Yeah.
Custom
and
flag.
Morgan bought Scuba some shoes and some space
gummies.
Gummies, yeah.
Yeah.
So all it's up, all it's up. But we have two remaining. Are you guys ready?
Here we go!
So Lunchbox made us wait, and I don't know why, but he has a gift for Abby, which we drew this naturally, is all organically. We hate it for her that this happened,
yeah,
but you
guys,
could surprise us with a really lovely
right,
gift.
Exactly. You guys gave me a hard time because I gave her Singing for Dummies a couple years ago, and I said, listen, I got to go big. I got to do something for Abby that makes her year.
Yes.
Okay.
And so that's what I did.
Okay. Then what do we do?
You want me to go get it?
Yeah, that's
I don't
what
like
we're doing,
that
man.
It's not in front of me. I don't like that. That's what makes me nervous.
Well, I couldn't wrap it.
You can wrap it?
No, I told you it came last minute.
Oh, okay.
It came last minute, so I didn't get wrapped.
I feel like it's going to be like a stripper.
No.
Oh, my God.
No.
Oh, my God.
Like something.
Oh, my God. That would be hilarious. That'd be terrible. Go ahead, Lunchbox.
Let's go. Bring in my present.
Bring in my present.
My heart's pounding right now. I don't like this.
All right. The door's opening. It is Santa.
Oh, my God. Oh, my
God. Oh, my God.
Oh, it is. Oh, my God.
Hey, Santa.
It's a stripper Santa.
This can't happen. This is not happening.
Stop.
Oh, my God. It's a Santa Claus.
Stop, Santa.
Hey, Santa. Oh,
what do you have in your bag?
Keep going over there.
Why is he limping?
Why does Sam? What?
Oh, God.
You know why he's limping. That's
Abby.
What you got in the bag there?
What's he doing?
He's bending over.
Oh, my gosh. Stop it. Stop right now. This is ridiculous. Oh,
he's,
God,
he's got a speaker up on the...
Oh, he's like a little Santa.
Oh, he's stretching. Santa's stretching.
Not real.
Right now. Oh, oh, whoa. He's, it's like Darren's dance grooves. Oh.
Is this Magic Mike?
Yeah. Oh, now he's doing flips. Oh, he's doing flips.
Okay.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Hey, Santa.
I got a feeling this ain't the real Santa, guys.
This is not the real Santa.
Oh, he's climbed up near Abby's legs.
He smells like cologne.
Wow.
Like really strong cologne.
Oh, he's opened his shirt.
Oh, Santa.
Santa has big muscles.
Holy.
I'm not even going to lie.
He has abs. Okay.
Santa's muscles are massive.
Yeah, they are. Okay. You don't have to take the pants off.
Okay.
Keep the pants on.
Santa. Just Santa is going to town. Oh, wow. Santa's doing gymnastics.
I was
going to. Wow. Santa's still got the beard on, but I got a feeling he ain't old. Oh, he flipped. Santa did a flip.
Oh, no.
Amy's freaking out now.
He scared Amy.
Okay.
Oh, God. Look.
Santa is now shirtless in...
He definitely has muscles for Santa.
Abby's breathing hard.
Wow, how do you do that?
Santa's bouncing. Oh, he's back up. You better not look. You better not cry.
I'm telling you why.
Abby, how you feeling?
You know, like awkward. It's a little awkward right now. I'm not looking at Santa. Like, his face is covered by his beard.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like I said, I got a feeling that's not the real Santa.
It's not. But it's definitely not Santa. He just grabbed my hand. Okay.
Okay.
How long is this going?
How far is he going to go?
How long is the gift?
I think he's about to pay for one song.
Thank you so
Thank
much,
you.
Santa.
Wow.
There he is.
Thank you.
Thank you, Santa. Wow.
Santa.
Thank you. Wow. Wow.
Amy, you're next.
All right. Everybody, big round of applause for Santa.
Nice work, man.
Wow.
Wow. Oh,
Merry Christmas, Abby.
Merry Christmas.
That's not the Santa I remember.
Merry Christmas, Abby.
Hey, Abby's flustered.
Hey, Abby.
I don't... Yeah.
Abby, what do you have to say?
Well, that's a lot. There was a lot of muscle next to me. Like,
hey, how great was that present?
Was it? Was it great or was that awkward for me?
I'm looking at you, and Abby, I see greatness.
You do?
I see greatness in your eyes. It was borderline, but I think that's a pretty good present for you. And heck, I'm a little motivated to go to the gym. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah, man.
Hey,
Santa was ripped.
I mean,
yeah. How do you hire that?
I just got to Google, man.
What did you Google?
Colleen, but that.
Male strippers.
But that had
and
to
you
be,
said, wear a Santa suit?
And I told him, wear a Santa suit. He said, no problem.
That's probably expensive.
That was a good Santa suit.
Yeah.
Hey, it wasn't cheap, man.
Yeah, because he said
that was an expensive present.
That's good. Abby. Look at her.
I just don't know. It's weird. It's weird to me.
Look at
that
her.
I'm just up here and you guys watching that.
It's weird. But you would have liked to be on here.
Party where everybody's like, yeah. It's just like me up here.
So would you like us to leave?
Now a confession. That stripper was Ray.
It was not right.
Okay.
I did see his face for a second.
Abby.
Oh, I looked really cringe.
How do you feel, Abby?
I don't know. I don't know. Was that real? Like, that was a real gift.
That was real.
Yeah.
Why do you keep giggling?
I don't know.
Okay. There she is, Abby, everybody. Okay. All right, Abby, you can get up. We have one more gift.
I'm going to go.
She doesn't want to get up.
Hey, real talk.
Hey, is he still here?
Santa took my 100.
That was your 100?
Yeah, it's like the fake 100 that I have up here.
Oh, it's fake though. Who cares?
Yeah, man.
I got to pay him
I'll
though.
I'll get it.
He's going to spend it and go to jail.
Yeah, it's counterfeit.
Oh my God.
Did you pay him already? I think he left.
What?
Did you pay him already?
No.
Oh.
Are you pulling cash out?
Yeah.
Dude, look at that cash.
That wasn't worth it. That was hilarious.
He already left. You got to text him.
Oh, you already left?
Just follow the music. The music was still going. Did you hear it? All the
Chase
way to the parking
the music.
Lot.
Last gift, and Lunchbox is going to the hot seat. We've been doing our Christmas gift giving all day.
It's been a great day.
It has been
a great day.
It's been a wild day.
I love it.
So Lunchbox is in the hot seat.
Oh, here we
He's
go.
He's getting a gift from Scuba Steve.
Oh my God, I'm not doing
Scuba Steve is blindfolding Lunchbox right now.
Interesting.
It's the final gift of the day. Abby, how you doing in there after your gift?
I'm still I'm sweating.
I
need to change my sweater because I'm sweating.
I can't see.
Good sweat though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's because it was steaming.
It was pretty steamy sure actually.
Yeah, me too.
Steamy Santa.
Me too.
Scuba is tying me up like this is a
okay. Lunchbox now is double blindfolded.
The theme is S. All the gifts are S. Scuba Steve is now... Can I say what you're doing, Scuba, or no?
It's fine, yeah.
He's taping something to launch a shirt.
Oh, my gosh.
Huh. And he put things... Don't grab anything, Lunchbox. He, like, put things all across Lunchbox's lap, like some sort of paper.
Okay, I'm bringing it in.
I already can feel what they are.
Now, this person, this thing... has been featured all over the world.
Your microphone's not on.
Oh.
There it is. Yeah, go ahead.
All over the world. This is a big deal. He has been in movies, films, in the wild. You've seen him anywhere and everywhere. And now Lunchbox gets to meet this face-to-face for the first time in the history of his life.
Okay. Oh my God. I don't know what's happening.
I mean, what an intro.
Yeah. It's Santa again.
All over the world, he says.
It's sexy Santa.
It better not be a snake. I'm going to freaking lose it.
All right, okay. Coming in the studio now. Oh, he brought... Oh, wow, he's the lottery. Oh, I recognize that person from...
Oh, that's awesome. He's going to love this.
You better get
that's out. That's almost too nice. What are you doing? Like, why are you squirming?
Because I think it's a snake.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
It's a snake. It's a massive snake. Why are you... Dude, you're gonna pull all the TVs down. Dude.
He's cursing. He's cursing. That ain't good. That ain't good.
That's a massive snake. What kind of snake is that?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
I can't hear her. Lunchbox.
I don't care.
This is a red-tailed boa constrictor. Yeah. And funny enough,
oh my God.
He is not the biggest snake that I work with.
Oh, God.
So
he's looking at me.
Hey, Lunch, I need you in the camera.
Lunchbox, no, I can't get near that sucker.
So he's actually only about 5.5 feet, maybe 20 pounds.
Oh, my God.
Females of this species, though, they get anywhere about 9 to 12 feet and about 60, 80 pounds. So he's... Oh. On the smaller side.
It's wrapped around her waist a couple times. It's
yeah,
quick
they are.
How what?
Quick they are.
How quick are they, Lunchbox?
Real quick, fool.
Do you think it could get to you?
So,
yeah.
So with these guys, they're found in the rainforest of South America. And a good rule of thumb about all snakes is they can only eat something as big as the widest part of their body. So I'm perfectly safe. I'm too big to be food.
So you could hold it, Lunchbox.
No, I cannot.
You, if you're you brave enough to come up
no,
and
I'm
touch
not
it,
enough.
You
I
can
not
come
it.
Up and touch
no,
it.
This is not a present.
Can I touch it?
This is not a present.
That's totally fine.
Can I touch it?
Yeah,
okay?
You can come over and touch it.
Oh, my gosh. Oh.
So Enrique is actually about
Enrique.
9 years old. He was born at the Nashville Zoo. He's used to being in front of large crowds.
He's making a move. You yelling probably isn't helping. Well, I can't help it.
Yeah, they probably sense that tension.
Man, he's thick.
Oh, that's what she said.
Recommending that you stop being so loud and just man up and touch it.
No, I'm good, man.
Like, it's your gift, Lunchbox.
It's the worst present ever. Like,
this is a meet and greet.
Like, at the zoo, I don't even go in that room. Like, I don't go in that little part
the snake room, the reptile room.
I don't do that.
We do know that a lot of people don't like snakes, and that's totally okay. We do have to appreciate, though, that they keep us healthy because they eat a lot of rodents and pests that carry a lot of bacteria that make us sick. And unfortunately, this reaction is actually a learned behavior. So most kids, they see adults losing their mind when a snake comes near. And so they actually start mimicking the adults whenever they see them.
So your parents are the problem with the children.
Yeah, so don't ruin your kids. They should be able to experience this.
My kids like them. They like them. I did not learn this from anybody but myself.
And that's okay. So
this is not a learned behavior.
He can't even look at the snake.
No, I can't. I don't like when its tongue goes like I'm about to eat you.
What he's doing is he's actually smelling. Snakes use their tongue to smell.
Yeah.
So they don't use their nose to smell.
He can smell the fear.
They can
Bones, look at her. She's,
I'm not Bones.
I mean,
her Lunchbox, body language is having an adult conversation trying to teach Lunchbox, and he will not even turn. It's like my dog when it pees and won't look at me because I know it peed.
Gosh, it is moving.
So it is a pretty common reaction. We always try to have people maybe like appreciate snakes a little bit more because they got
a bad rap.
One thing that we always do talk about at the zoo is it's always to have a snake in your yard than a mouse in your house. The only reason that a snake might attempt to bite somebody is if they smell food. So as long as you're not like holding rats or
chili.
Having mice and rats in your pocket, you're good.
I see you telling me to scoot closer.
If they sense danger. So as long as you like keep your distance and stay calm and walk the other direction, snakes are generally not going to do anything to you.
How do you, I mean, it's
Lunchbox
so easy.
He blindfolded Lunchbox and put rats in his shirt.
Calm. It's like someone pulls a gun. Hey, it's like.
Check in your front pocket, Lunchbox.
Someone pulls a gun on you. Stay calm. It's like, no, I can't stay calm.
Okay. Well, what a gift.
Wow.
This is the worst
thing
ever. I
got two other things, too.
Okay, well, that's great. I just want the snake to freak out. I did a bunch of stuff with snakes in Costa Rica, so I know like a bit on.
Done. He is no, really no jerks or jumps. Right now. He does a lot of our school programs, so he does school assemblies with 400 loud children. So he's used to activity and stuff awesome. Like that. So he's a rock star.
Yeah, let me tell you.
And you're not going to pet it at all?
Oh,
it's your gift.
No.
It's Christmas.
No, man, if I touch it, I'll freeze.
This Christmas, he got you a snake. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you.
Yes. Snake's got a raw deal in life because we've signed.
Well, I got a raw deal. I got a snake as a present.
He got you
other things.
Other
things, too.
He got you other things.
But this also is, I guess, a little bit of payback for all of the Christmases that have happened every year, even before my time, where I heard he was a sourpuss, gave bad gifts. So I figured this was one little sting, but I gave you some other nice things as well, too.
Well, thank you very much for coming up from the Nashville Zoo. We really appreciate that.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Thank you, guys.
I cannot believe you walk around with that on your waist. That'll strangle you.
Well, who are you talking to? Because you're looking at the wall.
Well, I can't look at her.
Why are you leaning away from her?
He hasn't been able to stand up.
I am looking for an exit.
Okay, well, head on out.
All right.
Okay.
He's frozen. That's where the snake's going.
Go ahead.
Just drop it. Okay.
Never.
Go over here.
Okay. Well, thank you, guys. I don't even want to clap. Let's Snake live its life.
Yeah, let's not
thank
clap.
You very much for coming. From Nashville.
We can do
really appreciate that.
Little snaps.
Yeah, we can do. We do. Sure. Spirit fingers. Spirit fingers.
Thank you.
Bye, Enrique.
Bye, Enrique.
Bye, Enrique. Okay.
Balemos.
Balemos.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this grandmother. She's been going to St. Mary's Church for years. She got married there. She witnessed her daughter's wedding there. Very special place to her. So when she heard they were going to knock it down, she was devastated. Well, her daughter and her granddaughter, they were able to get a pew from the church and restore it and give it to her so she can have it forever.
That's super cool.
Here's the clip of her.
Oh, Mary, you know where that came from? Oh, thank you.
That's awesome.
Clearly really cool. An emotional gift, but super special.
Well, it's made me emotional. There you go. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you. Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circlecard. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
A voicemail from Tamara in Mountain Grove, Missouri.
Just wanted to tell you what I got for Christmas this year. I got
to become a partner in hope. My best friend's grandson just finished his treatment. He's considered cancer-free. He got to ring the bell. And in honor of Wyatt, I got my Christmas wish. I became a partner of hope. Thank you, guys. Love the show.
Man, thanks.
Awesome.
Wow. Yeah, I really appreciate you sharing that with us and doing that and glad to hear that news. That's amazing. Ashley Monroe is completely free of cancer, too.
I saw that,
which
too.
Which I saw. Awesome. And I was with Ashley a month or so ago. We're it's the same place. And so we just hung out and talked for a long time. I love Ashley.
Yeah, she's great.
And she was fighting cancer, and she's cancer-free. And I loved to hear it. So, Tamara, thank you for that. Ashley, amazing. Amy, you're also amazing.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Let's get over to the Morning Corny. Let's go.
The Morning Corny.
Come the new year, I want to get over my addiction to chocolate, marshmallows, and nuts.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to lie, it's going to be a rocky road.
That's pretty good.
That was the Morning Corny.
Stop clapping for yourself, Andy. Christmas tradition of Eddie doing Feliz Navidad. Ooh. And it's a tradition because a couple years ago, we were having people play music on Christmas constantly, and somebody didn't show up, and he's like, I'll just do Feliz Navidad. So we did it, but it was actually more fun than anything else.
Yeah, that was cool.
So Eddie, we're just going to set up and do this, and they set up three microphones for some reason. And I don't know what is about to happen. I don't know if it's going to be a surprise or a treat. Who knows what's about to happen? Don't say, but who knows? Mike, do you? Mike doesn't know?
How does nobody know?
Well, here's the thing about, like, Mike is me.
Yeah, Mike is you.
Mike is me.
But he doesn't talk as much as you.
Sure, but if Mike doesn't know, I'm scared.
Don't be scared. I'm telling you, it's not a big surprise, guys. Okay. Everybody relax.
This is going to be huge.
But let me tell you.
Hold on. We're going to get to it. Say, hold on. Okay. Lunchbox, do you know?
I have a guess.
No, but do you know?
I have no idea.
Have you seen anything?
No, but there can be only... Well, I did see Eddie practicing with two guys a couple weeks ago when I busted him not singing. We're not working, but singing.
Oh, is it the production room choir?
Oh, boy. You want me to tell you?
Oh, God.
That's the only thing.
Is that what song he was singing, though?
No.
Okay, Morgan, do you know what it is?
I think I know.
Okay, Amy, you don't. I don't. Mike doesn't. Ray, you do?
I have no idea.
Oh, you don't?
No.
Okay, do you start playing the song? I thought we were just going to have fun doing the song.
Oh, no. We'll bring them out now, but let me introduce them. Okay. So you guys...
Oh, my God.
And you guys don't know what it is because you don't stay late. Lunchbox thinks I stay late. I goof around. I don't do anything. But what we're doing is we're jamming. We're preparing for this one time a year performance.
He made this bit up.
Boys, he made this bit up.
Bring
him
in, boys.
Is it the production room choir?
This is Los Muchachos Borrachos.
Hey! It's Scuba Steven. Kick off Kevin with
They're
hands.
My percussion section.
You guys are the...
You're going to love this, guys.
This,
are we
this
ready?
This would have been fun, but not the hype.
There's no. You guys hyped it up.
Yeah.
We didn't do
then
anything.
Why didn't you say immediately, no, it's just Kevin and Scuba?
No. I want it to be a surprise.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you guys surprised?
No. Are you guys disappointed?
Yes.
All right. Merry Christmas, everybody. Let's
Here
go,
we
Eddie.
Go. You ready, boys? Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Prospero año y felicidad. All right, sing it, boys!
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Now Bones alone.
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. I don't know how to say the words. I don't want to get canceled.
Amy?
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
She went that way, okay.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Feliz Navidad.
Okay.
Feliz Navidad.
Slow down.
No.
And start over. And
Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Feliz Navidad. Años cumpleaños. Feliz Navidad.
One
more time, let's go. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Let's go.
I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas. I wanna wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart.
Take it home, Eddie, by yourself.
I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas. I want to wish you a Merry Christmas from the bottom of my heart. Yeah. Yeah. Woo. Woo. Los muchachos borrachos.
Hey. We're basically all our own sports team here, and we're going to do the draft. But instead of players, we're going to draft the best Christmas songs. Yes. Amy gets to go first. Amy, what's the number one first-round draft pick for you? And once we get all our teams made, you guys can go vote at BobbyBones.com.
Mm-hmm.
Amy, your first overall pick is?
All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey.
It's a good one.
Yeah, of course.
Because all I want for Christmas is you.
That's a good one.
Would you have gone with that?
No, but it's not. It's just because I didn't think of it. I have it here, but I think that was better than what I would have. Yeah, good job.
That's good, Amy.
Lunchbox, what is your number two pick?
The number two pick, it's the greatest Christmas song of all time, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
By anyone specific?
Oh, no, just Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Because I may go with the Luke Bryan version.
Oh,
Rudolph.
Yeah.
Run, Run, Rudolph. That's a good one, too. Eddie.
Bones, give me Jingle Bells. Everybody loves Jingle Bells. No? Jingle
just the generic.
Bells, oh, there's Frankie.
Old Blue Eyes. But you don't get Frank Sinatra. You can claim whatever you want.
It is too right. No, so you have to pick an artist?
You can do whatever you want, dude.
Nah, I like generic. Anyone that does Jingle Bells.
Okay, so on Poseidon, put generic.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
I don't understand what that means.
I mean, Lunchbox isn't going to know any artist.
Yeah, that's my problem.
He might.
I don't know any.
Morgan.
I'm going with It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Andy Williams.
Oh. Nice. That's a great version.
It's the most.
Mm-hmm. And we don't have the clips up because nobody knew what we were picking.
Can you sing them? Why don't you sing them, Bones?
It's the most wonderful time of the year. Okay. That's good. So it's over to me now. Elf on the Shelf by the Raging Idiots.
Wow.
Would just be a strong get pick by me right now, but I'm not going to pick them at round one.
Oh, okay.
I just wanted to mention it so people can stream it.
Mm-hmm.
As the final pick of the first round, I'm going to go with Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee.
That's good.
Rockin' around the Christmas tree, have a happy holiday. She lives somewhere close to me because I see her driving around.
You do?
Mm-hmm. Every once in a while.
You know what she looks like?
Unless she's recently passed. No, yeah. Because someone pointed out to me once.
Oh, okay.
That's awesome.
I was like...
Yeah, Ray, do you have Brenda Lee...
I'm looking.
It sounds like it's in black and white.
I mean, she was like a little girl when she sang that one, right?
She was. That's okay. If you don't have it. She's 78. She's not that old. All right, so that's round one.
Rocking around.
Oh, nice job.
There she is.
Christmas tree at the Christmas party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple.
Okay, I'm gonna go. For my next one, I'm gonna go. Silent Night, Brett Eldridge.
Ooh.
It's my round two pick. Pick number one. We go reverse order. Morgan, what do you have?
Ooh, this is hard. I have some really good ones at the top, but I feel like this is the right one I need to go with. I'm doing Last Christmas by Taylor Swift. It's good.
What is that one?
Last Christmas.
Oh, it's that song.
I gave her my heart.
Got it.
Yeah, but no one knows Taylor Swift sings it.
Yeah, we do.
They did.
You gave it away. It's a good version.
Eddie.
Bones, give me Frosty the Snowman by...
Generic.
Burl Ives. So I feel like he's the dude that randomly sings Christmas songs.
Burl Ives is the dude that sings Christmas songs.
Okay.
Well, let's write it down.
All right, let's
see
do
what
it.
Happens. Lunchbox.
Well, I Googled. So you guys are going artists because you're getting... I mean, I guess I'm going...
You don't have to go artist. I thought we couldn't Google. Or can we?
No, we're allowed to Google.
Oh, we are? Okay.
Yeah, because if you run out of names, like, you don't...
Gotta go from the dome.
Oh, jeez. I'd be in real trouble. I'm going to go... Jeez. I'll go... That's just so hard.
It's a lot of Christmas songs,
man. You can pick any song. Just go generic.
I'll go Blue Christmas, Elvis Presley.
There you go.
Sing it. I probably would have went Porky Pig.
I don't know.
Porky Pig's my favorite version of that,
though. I don't know.
I don't know.
I'll have a
Without you. I've never heard that.
Okay, well, let's save it. We'll come back to it. I love that version.
I've never heard that in my life.
But you're doing Elvis? Or are you just doing generic?
I'll just do Elvis, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if anybody else sings it.
Yeah, the Porky, dude.
Porky, Elvis, America. You probably want Elvis. Where he goes?
Christmas. Yeah.
Okay, good.
Give me that one.
All right, so Lunchbox, you have two picks. You have one to go. Oh, Amy has one more. That's right. I thought he was first. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm going to go White Christmas, Brett Eldridge.
Oh, okay. He sings White Christmas?
Yeah.
I think you can do Brett for all of them.
I think you can do anyone.
I was tossing Brett and Michael Bublé around.
Ooh, Bubbles. Why don't you do Bublé then?
Why?
It's going to be confusing to my Brett Eldridge. No. I'm at the bottom of the list, and it's going to look like I stole it from you because I'm below you.
I don't know what to do about that.
Okay. Well, so that's two. Amy, your two picks. You have one more to go. All I Want for Christmas, Mariah Carey. Mm-hmm. White Christmas, Brett Eldridge. One final pick in your draft. Go ahead.
Merry Christmas, NSYNC.
That's a good one. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, Merry Christmas. Lunchbox, final pick.
Go Brett Eldridge, dude.
I don't know anything Brett Eldridge sings, man.
Any Christmas song. He did it on Glow.
That's the problem.
Adam Sandler, Hanukkah song.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's not Christmas. That is Hanukkah.
It's holiday. You can do whatever you want.
I'm going to go Wham! Last Christmas.
That's a good one.
Oh, yeah.
That's the one I know. Yeah.
I gave you my heart.
There you go.
Yeah. Wait. Wham. You know who was in Wham?
No idea.
George Michael.
Go Wham.
Who's he from?
Wham.
He went solo after that?
George Michael.
Oh, Wham.
You gotta have faith.
Oh, so is that George Michael or is that Wham that sings that?
George Michael.
Got it.
Eddie.
Oh, boy. Bones, I'm gonna go with Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Jackson 5.
Oh. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Oh, okay. That's good. That's
Morgan?
Good. Oh, gosh. I don't know. I'm stuck between two really good ones. I got to do Michael Bublé because he's like king of Christmas. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
Okay. I've heard that.
I mean, you can say any artist because any artist you want sings a Christmas song.
Sure, but we would know them specifically though if it's a version. Yes, you could. Yeah, okay. Sure, you could. Lunchbox has Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, generic. Blue Christmas, Elvis. Last Christmas, Wham.
Sure.
Eddie has Jingle Bells, generic. Frosty the Snowman, Burl Ives, and Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the Jackson 5.
That's good.
Morgan has It's the Most Wonderful Time of the Year, Andy Williams. Last Christmas, Taylor Swift. And It's Beginning to Look a Lot Like Christmas, Michael Bublé.
Yeah, that feels good.
Yeah, so here are mine. I have one more to go. I have Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, Brenda Lee. Brett Eldridge, Silent Night. Now I'm torn because you guys can't pick. I'm either going to go with The Chipmunks.
Oh, that's a jam.
Christmas Don't Be Late.
Christmas don't.
Hey, I want a hula hoop. But I'm going to go and write it down just as this. White Christmas from Home Alone.
Drifters.
I'm going to say from Home Alone.
Okay.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
There's a program in Montgomery, Alabama. And with the YMCA, they're helping people. It's called Brown Bag Bus. And so what's happening is they have turned these old buses into a way to deliver meals to kids who can't get to grocery stores, have food insecurity, can't have healthy food either. And so over 500 kids in these Montgomery school districts are benefiting from this. The bus drives around. It's basically like the ice cream truck.
That's cool.
But healthier. So maybe not as exciting to the kid at first.
They have music.
Hey, but food.
But way better. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know they have music unless it's like Whitesnake on the radio. Here I come again on my own.
Bunch the bus of 80s. Driver,
yeah. The program's all about children. Every lunch they distribute has a vegetable, fruit, protein, carton of milk. They even deliver on holidays. So the communities come together to raise money for it. They have people that drive the buses. They even pay people that drive the buses so they also can work. It's a really cool program that the YMCA is doing down in Montgomery, Alabama. I just wanted to do a little highlight of that. So appreciate you guys. Keep it up. Hopefully other communities can hear and learn from this and do the same. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Okay, if you're in Target Circle, then you already know what I'm talking about. And if you're not, you don't. However, this is for everybody because the all new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. And again, if you're already a member, I'm going to break some news to you.
Now, when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle Deals will automatically be applied at checkout. That means, boom, you're automatically going. Now, there's Target Circle 360, so unlimited same-day delivery. Target Circle 360 is the fastest way to get your order to your door, well, or to someone else's door, too. And right now, sign up for Target Circle 360 for just $49 for your first-year membership. That's $50 off the regular price. Now, if you've already been using Target Circle, you know how amazing this is. So you can upgrade to Target Circle 360, or you get an automatic upgrade whenever it's like, you know, now it's automatically applied, which is super cool. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Good morning, everybody. Here it is right here, the Christmas song we love.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas. Only a hippopotamus will do.
It's a good one. Casey Musgraves does a really good version of this, too.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
It's good. So, she wants a hippopotamus for Christmas. And Lunchbox wondered if you could actually get one of those.
What do you call?
So who'd you call?
Called a zoo.
They're there. You're right.
I mean, they have a hippopotamus at the zoo.
So here's Lunchbox calling the zoo. What do you want
to
say here?
And I just used pretty much the lyrics of this song to try to negotiate a deal for a hippopotamus.
Okay, here we go.
Hello, this is from the zoo.
Yeah, I was calling because I need to get a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Oh, like a stuffed hippopotamus?
No, my son really wants a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Well, we have a stuffed one, a plastic one that comes with a giraffe, a ranger, and a toy jeep, and a hippopotamus t-shirt, but I don't think we allow hippopotamus to be sold, sir.
Well, my kid said, I don't want a doll, no dinky tinker toy. I want a hippopotamus to play with and enjoy. So I have to get a hippopotamus. Only a hippopotamus will do.
We're not a marketplace. We sell memberships.
No, man, like let me tell you. This is Jason Gibble, businessman making business deals, trying to get that money. And so I know you're saying that, you don't sell a hippopotamus, but listen, I'll pay you whatever you want. I mean,
that's still not going to be possible, sir. We're just, a hippopotamus is not for sale at our zoo.
My son only likes hippopotamuses, and a hippopotamus is only the thing we'll do. His mom says, the hippopotamus will eat him. But his teacher told him the hippopotamus is a vegetarian.
That's all good and well, sir. But the danger is much larger than that. It's, you need to have trained staff, and we're not going to sell you a hippopotamus.
Oh, that's not a big deal. I only like hippopotamuses, and hippopotamuses like me too, so there will be no problem. So I will please come by and have a check for $15,000.
Just come in and purchase a membership.
All right, I'll see you in a little bit. I'll see you. I'll bring the check by. Thanks a lot, man.
There he is.
I want a hippopotamus for Christmas.
Only a hippopotamus. I think part of that enjoyment was Lunchbox trying to say hippopotamuses.
Guys, it's a hard word. Like, when you're trying to say it, I'm a hippopotamus.
It's a good song, though. I think about this all day.
Is the plural hippopotamuses?
That's a good
probably
question.
Probably. What if hippopotami? It's hippopotami?
Yeah.
I don't know, but it says it in the song. The lyric says hippopotamuses.
Okay, well.
I did like that you got to that, too, because you made a... Yeah, it's hippo... It's... Okay. Hippopotamus, plural, because it does say it in the song, hippopotamuses. Yeah. It's either hippopotami, hippopotamuses, or hippopotamus.
Oh, so all the above.
Oh, all the above.
Okay.
That's a good one, though. Good Christmas time call, man, from Lunchbox. We asked 5,000 of our listeners on our show Facebook page, what are the top 10 most returned Christmas gifts? We just said, what's most? And here are the top 10 answers. We're going to play the Bobby Feud. We rolled the dice before the show segment here. Eddie, you're first.
Okay.
Remember, first, second, and third rounds, the point values go up. Eddie, 5,000 listeners were asked, what's the most returned Christmas gift?
I'm going to go with a necktie, a tie.
Oh,
think about it.
Okay.
Let's do it, because I think that covers it. Go ahead.
What?
What I'm talking about.
The number one answer is clothes and shoes.
That's what I
mean. It's only worth 1 point, so we're going to go ahead and say that's that one.
I was like, man, I can't believe you went that detailed.
Well, that takes out a lot of my guesses.
All of Eddie's are clothes and shoes.
Yeah, I had literally
Nikes, Adidas.
Shoes.
Clothes and shoes, number one answer. Eddie gets 1 point.
Okay. I feel like I get this a lot, and I don't use them because I already have them. Electric razors.
Electric razors. Show me razors.
Yeah. You thought about it, though.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm going to give you guys a hint after round one.
Okay.
So you're all going to suffer the same consequences round one. Amy.
Kitchen gadgets.
Kitchen gadgets.
Wow.
That's good, Amy.
And number four was home appliances.
Ooh, that's good.
Amy?
Okay. all righty. Home appliances. So that extends beyond the kitchen.
I know.
Okay.
This is tough.
Really getting difficult. What about like perfumes or colognes?
Perfumes or colognes.
Not bad.
Most returned items for Christmas. Show me perfumes or colognes. Number six. Perfumes and colognes. Wow. Good job.
Okay. Let's talk about
neckties.
I mean, people like to get this. You should be careful if you do like any healthcare, wellness, like workout type stuff.
Dang it.
People might be like, "What? Why'd you give me this? I'm returning it."
Show me workout equipment. Number five, workout equipment. Good job.
Let's go. Okie dokie. Okay.
5,000 listeners were surveyed on our Facebook page. What do they return most from Christmas?
I wouldn't return these because games are fun, but maybe games.
Show me.
Games.
It's a good guess, though. Lunchbox.
Yeah. This is tough, man.
It is, man.
What you going to tell you?
Tell me, man.
That's why I don't ever buy for my wife.
Go ahead.
Women are never happy.
Go ahead.
Jewelry.
Show me jewelry.
That's it.
That's good.
Number two, jewelry. Have yourself a merry little 2 points.
Yep, you're welcome. All right. Another thing, you should never get someone on Christmas because they say they want it, but it's like, man, a couple weeks later, it's like, I don't want this thing. It's an animal.
Show them an animal.
How do you return the dog?
Well, you take it back to wherever you got it. Amy did that after the cat.
Oh, my God.
Exactly.
Those were extenuating circumstances.
But you did it. You're like, how do you return it? So I answered it like you did.
Yeah, like Amy did. You gave up on it.
No.
Her dog was killed.
My dog was going to eat it.
I know, but...
Okay, so here's the hint I was going to give you. You figured it out. Be a little more general.
Yeah, I got that.
Yeah, I know. General. Round 2 points doubled. Amy, there are still 6 answers on the board.
Eddie Stern.
Eddie.
Yeah, I'm here.
We asked 5,000 people. What's your most returned Christmas gift?
Man, I'm going to go with candles. Candles are easy to gift, but nobody wants them.
You're right about candles.
No, I want
them. It's always the easy generic thing, and I'm like, there's no way they like this. But my wife loves candles, and we buy candles.
Yes. I think I got your wife a candle last year.
And I think she really liked it.
Yeah,
Y'all got me a candle once, and it was my favorite.
Yeah, I've never bought someone a candle.
You should. They'll like it.
Show me a candle.
Hey, that's
number 8.
Come on.
Worth 16 points, Eddie.
Oh,
my goodness.
I am mind blown.
Yeah. Now I'm in trouble. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to take a stab at it.
These are the top 10 most returned Christmas gifts. Go ahead, Eddie. Stab away.
Give me an alarm clock.
Go ahead and
buzz it. Don't even have to repeat
it. Just buzz it.
Don't even have to repeat that.
It's not that that's a bad one.
I'm just being too specific.
You just said it's not alarm clock. Amy?
Where, how many points do I have?
14. You're in second place. But remember, points are double.
Dang it. I know.
Come on, Amy.
No, really.
Four answers on the board.
Okay. General.
Show her a general in the military.
Oh, that's good. That's good. General Patton.
Okay. I'm going to go with like...
General Dwight. General Eisenhower.
Toiletry type stuff.
Oh, that's real broad.
Mm-hmm.
Don't even know
toiletry type stuff.
Like a razor.
Toiletry.
No, not like a razor.
Okay, like a razor.
Lunchbox.
No, I meant like a bath bomb.
It's easy, man. This one's easy.
Do it.
Tools.
Do it. Do it.
Oh, that's good. So good.
Show the man some tools.
Wow.
That's good, Lunchbox.
Number nine answer. 18 points. Lunchbox now takes the lead.
Oh, my gosh.
Dang it.
Man, come on, guys. It's easy. You're walking through the bookstore, you're like, oh, I'm going to get some of the book. I've already read that book, man. Sorry, I'm going to have to take it back. Give me books.
Show the guy some literature.
Oh!
Incorrect.
You thought that was right, Eddie.
I did. I really did.
Points are tripled.
Oh, my gosh.
Score right now, Lunchbox 20, Eddie 17, Amy 14. It's anybody's game, but you got to get a an answer here, Eddie.
Guys, this is huge.
There are one, two, three answers on the board. We're looking for the top 10 most returned Christmas gifts. At number one was clothes and shoes. Jewelry at two. Home appliances at four, workout equipment at five, perfume and makeup at six and seven, and candles and tools at eight and nine. I just spoiled one of them. It was makeup. So that one is dead.
That's the one I had, too.
Yay!
Eddie.
No, I didn't have it.
There are two answers left on the board.
I got that because I know.
I'm an idiot. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Okay. Check it out, though. You didn't spoil it, but I know it. You get a CD or a DVD, and you're like, I have no way to play this.
Hey, 1995 called.
I'm returning it.
Show Eddie. The mid-90s. No.
Oh, okay. That was part of returning it, guys.
Eddie's like, you get a VHS,
no,
right?
Stop. Okay.
You can't return a gift card, can you?
You can.
I think you can.
You can?
So do it, Amy.
There are two answers on the board, but if you miss it, Lunchbox wins.
Y'all are lying.
Okay, don't do that one, Amy.
Two answers on the board.
Okay. I'm going to go broad here.
All
with,
gift cards.
Like, furniture.
Furniture.
Well, that could be anything.
Show her an ottoman.
No.
That could be anything.
Guys.
Go.
We missed the biggest one.
What?
Electronics.
Number three was electronics. That was the alarm clock, Eddie.
Oh!
And number 10 was...
Wait, I'm still guessing.
You already won.
I know, but I like
go
to
go ahead.
I don't know.
Say lingerie. What?
Lingerie!
That's correct, lingerie!
Wow.
Hey! Wait, I had underwear on my list.
You didn't say it, though.
Huh. I don't think underwear is lingerie.
Yes,
why would
is.
You yell, wait, I had it on my list? What are we waiting for?
Was it
for,
really lingerie?
Yes, number 10.
So underwear would work?
Yeah.
Dang.
Our winner's Lunchbox.
Wow.
Wow. Good win. All right, it's Amy versus Eddie here. But on the phone, we have Jessica, who lives in Oklahoma City. Hey, Jessica, you're going to pick Jessica between Eddie and Amy, and whomever does the best at this game, if you pick them, you win a prize, okay?
Okay.
Who would you like to pick to play for you, Eddie or Amy?
Amy.
Okay. What on earth?
So what's going to happen is I'm going to play a country star singing, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. And if you nail it, you get a point. Five of them. Let's go. Number one, guys, write your answers down. Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping, and I bought some corn for popping.
I'm in.
And Amy, who do you have?
Darius Rucker?
Eddie?
100% Darius Rucker.
That's correct. 1 point for both of you. Next up.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful.
In.
And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping.
What?
And I've bought some corn for popping. The lights are turned away down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
And
oh,
like last minute in?
Yeah.
Amy?
Lady A.
Eddie?
Oh, Lady A.
Wow, she got it the very last
time. How does she do that?
By the way, Jessica's playing for the prize of crap from the back.
And she's sweating it right now.
Hey, Scuba Steve, what's in our package of crap from the back that she'll win?
We've got a Mitchell Tenpenny Farm Emo hat, Edge of Tomorrow DVD in 4K.
What's that?
Edge of Tomorrow is a Tom Cruise movie with Emily Blunt that came out maybe like 10 years ago.
Cool.
But it's on DVD now. My Sonic Slush shirt.
Nice.
That's and cool. Hughes and Q's board
Hughes
game.
Hughes and Q's. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Okay, next up, name this country song, country singer, sing a Christmas song. Go ahead.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. It stands for no place to go.
I'm in.
Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Nearly doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought me some corn for popping.
Oh my gosh, what?
The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Amy, we need an answer.
Gosh, I hear some parts. I hear something that I recognize.
Mm-hmm. What'd you write down? Nope.
Nope.
Oh!
Who is it? Who is it?
You want me to tell you?
Yeah.
Well, we're going to you for the answer.
That's Mitchell Tenpenny.
Correct. We just mentioned
that.
Oh, yes.
That's totally
Jessica,
his voice.
Jessica is like, oh, what have I done?
You might miss one.
Okay, we have two left. Okay. Name this country star singing this Christmas song.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
What?
It doesn't show signs of stopping.
I think I got it. I'm in.
And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned away down low. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. When we finally kiss goodnight.
Shoot.
Now I hate going out in the storm. But if you
Amy,
really
write an answer down.
Okay.
What do you have?
All the way home, I'll be
Reba.
Eddie?
I'm not for sure, but give me Sarah Evans.
You're both wrong.
Okay.
Morgan, did you know it?
Yeah, Ashley McBride.
Mm-mm. Oh. Trisha Yearwood.
Really?
That's
what?
Trisha.
Oh, the weather outside.
It does sound a bit like Ashley McBride, though. Yeah. But yeah, Trisha.
Sounds a little bit like Sarah Evans, too.
Dang it. That was my chance to get ahead.
Amy, you have to get this one. Just to at least tie.
I know.
Okay, here we go.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow.
Let
it snow. It doesn't show signs of stopping. And I brought some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low. Let it snow, let it snow.
I'm in.
Amy, you gotta have it.
I'm in.
Guess something, Amy.
Oh my gosh. Karen Fairchild.
Eddie?
That is Jody Messina.
Wow, how did you get that? That's right.
Did I?
What?
I just listened, and I guessed.
Wow. Oh, I feel bad for the caller.
You must be a good listener as a husband.
Oh, I'm a great listener, man.
He's a horrible listener here on the show. How does he get that?
Jessica, I'm sorry you didn't win.
That's okay.
Sorry, Jessica.
I'll tell you what, though. We can go sudden death. One, Amy, if you get this one, she wins.
Okay.
Sudden death.
Sudden death.
Against me again?
No.
Or do you want to give her a chance?
Just Amy, yeah, straight up.
Okay, it must be hard.
No, it's just the next one on the list. It's literally the next one on the list.
Okay.
All right, here we go. Go.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. Since we know a place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. It doesn't show signs.
Amy, sudden death. Get her a prize.
Okay.
Come on, Amy. Don't let her down.
Okay, I'm trying not to.
Answer?
Can you hear it one more time?
No.
Okay. Fine. Toby Keith?
Correct.
Oh my goodness. Let's go.
Yes,
okay. Yay. Crop from the back. Crop from the back.
How did you get that?
I don't know.
Since we know don't know.
Did you listen and guess?
This came to me.
Okay.
I had nobody else.
Jessica, you win the prize. Yeah. Amy didn't win the game, but Jessica wins the prize. We love that. Yes. Jessica, thank you for calling. Appreciate you listening.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thought we'd end the show today with a little Christmas caroling, because that's what we've done all day, except It's not the singers we brought in. It's actually Lunchbox.
Oh, great.
Interesting.
Love it.
What did you decide to do?
I decided to go to different drive-thrus and get people in the holiday spirit because...
Oh, you know they were so annoyed when some guy comes up and starts singing in the speaker.
And the first one I went to, it doesn't have a speaker. You order at the window.
Oh, you sang it right to their face?
So she's sitting there, and she has her little thing ready for me to order, and I just start singing to her.
Okie dokie, here is Lunchbox driving up and singing Christmas carols.
All right, you ready?
Yeah.
I'm here to get you in the Christmas spirit. You better watch out. Oh. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why.
Oh.
Santa Claus is coming. Come on, take it.
See, I can't think about Santa Claus right now. My birthday's tomorrow.
He's making a list.
He's shaking it twice.
Find out who's naughty or nice.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows when you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry.
You better not pout. I'm telling you what. Is that y'all looking up the lyrics for real?
Santa Claus is coming to
town.
I mean, they that's did the whole joy. Song.
She did like it.
She kept trying to insert, like, are you going to order?
Yeah, I was wondering if you're wasting your time. Because, you know, they have to turn people over quickly. And the computer can show how fast people got through. And that affects, you know, their grade, their rating.
She's was like, there a car behind you?
She's like, bro, Santa Claus is coming. Dude, I'm going fast. That is funny, though. She sang along. Here is Lunchbox doing White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen.
Is that it?
No, you want me to keep going?
You can keep going first
then,
though.
Oh, no, did you like it? Was that good?
It was cool.
Like a 9 out of 10, you're in the holiday spirit now, or like... improve. Uh-huh. Bye.
Okay.
I feel like we just heard him sing, and we could have heard that in here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I have one more clip, and it says Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, but it says 81 seconds.
Okay.
Oh, we got to play it. I mean, it's so good. I mean, are you not feeling in the
81
Christmas?
81 seconds. Okay. It's just, okay, go ahead.
How's it going?
Hey, what's going on?
Man, not a lot, you know what I mean? I just think you need to get in the Christmas spirit, so I'm here to get you in the Christmas spirit.
Oh, are you going to sing me like a Christmas carol? Oh.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose, and if you ever saw it,
It's crazy he doesn't stay on the melodies of the biggest songs of our childhood.
Yeah, that he's probably been singing his whole life.
He's like, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. It's like every Counting Crows show I've ever been to except the last one where they have big hits, but they sing them weird, and you can't sing along. And if she wanted to sing Rudolph, she'd be like, Rudolph, what? Because he just sings it so weird. Go ahead.
You would even say it glows like a light bulb. All of the other reindeer used to call him names. They never let poor Rudolph join in any reindeer games. Then one foggy Christmas Eve.
Okay, does she ever come in?
Do you not?
What's the 81 seconds for?
Yeah, I mean, this is really
why
long.
The need?
I feel like she left. Is she still there?
I don't know.
She turned the lights off and went home.
Here's the problem. I didn't know she was still there, but so you got to keep going.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, she does talk to me at the end.
Okay, go ahead.
Santa came to say, Rudolph, with your nose so bright, won't you guide my sleigh tonight? Then all the reindeer loved him, and they shouted out with glee, yippee! Rudolph the Red.
Okay, so you could have just like got to the part here at the end. You know?
She still hasn't.
Or you could have been like, Rudolph the Red. You'll go down in history. And then she comes back on, you know?
Oh, you mean I could have fast forwarded?
Yeah, we didn't have to hear the whole song of you singing.
But you just didn't know what.
We did.
The anticipation of is she going to join? Is she going to.
I've anticipated out. Show's over, you know? I've been anticipating for the last 5 hours. I do like it. But go ahead, finish it up, Ray.
Thank Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Did that work? Did that actually get you in the spirit?
Yeah.
Man, that wasn't very convincing. All right, I'll work on it. I'll get better. I thought you'd sing with me, but you didn't even join in ever.
I did not. I'm so sorry.
That's all right. Maybe next year.
Okay.
All right. Merry Christmas.
Like, do you want a burger?
Hey.
So what can I do for you?
We learned a lot here. One, I like that. That's fun. I'm in the Christmas spirit now more. Mm-hmm.
I felt like she thought I was
and two special. Get to the meat of that, speaking of burgers.
Yeah.
You know, I'm here, Rudolph the Red. You'll go down in his story.
You mean like his editing?
Yes, there's none.
But here's the problem. You only want two lines of the song.
Yeah, we just want to get to the joke.
Then what's the point of caroling?
We can play any art. We can have an artist sing the song if we want to hear the song.
Oh.
You know? I liked it, though. But we learned it. I messed up like 7 times today. And you only did it once.
All right.
It's a good day for you.
I'll go down in history.
You'll
Yippee!
Do what?
Go down in history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. That's it. Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. Thank you. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Ho, 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 ho. It's me. Oh, no, it's not Santa Claus. It's me. It's D.D.P. Diamond Dallas Page. And I want to wish everybody a healthy, merry, good God, a merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Happy holidays from the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. The show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them every day can make all the difference in the world. That's why everybody should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's better, H-E-L-P.com.